Hey. Shabba.
Shabba.
Okay, good. You good?
I'm good.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
I see some things don't change, eh?
Never. We maintain all the time.
How long have you had the dreadlocks for?
Since 2004.
Jeez. Influenced by someone?
No, it's just the hairstyle that I liked.
Yeah.
So I had afro. So I always had hair. So I had afro. Then from afro, then I started plaiting my hair, doing a straight back.
Yeah.
And then there was this new hairstyle now called Amapongo dreads.
Yeah.
Then I started with that.
Okay.
And then I liked it. And then that's when I started doing these dreadlocks. See, these ones are not your thin ones. They're very thick.
They're very thick.
Yeah, so since.
Becomes your identity.
Yeah.
And it stuck with you.
So now it's difficult now to change their style.
Well, I guess on the other hand, someone would say that's where your strength is, you know?
Not really. It's a trademark.
Now, yeah, it's a trademark.
You know? And I think it's even bigger than the person that I am. You know, because now it's on our kiddies' clothes as well.
Yeah.
And in retail. So it's a trademark.
I got to learn that you live under this phrase, persist until you succeed.
Exactly.
Is that what drove you to go on
exactly.
And never give up?
Yeah. My friend invites me, he's a neighbor as well. We go there Tuesday.
Yeah.
We get there, no one passes me the ball. I'm trying, nothing. And then Thursday, we happen to have a game.
Why were they not passing you?
No, back then, you know, at development structures,
yeah,
there was that notion that, you know, Bango.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just look at
this is our territory.
Then by Atena, then they pass to their friend. So they're very, very territorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now this day, we have a friendly game. Right? I'm on the bench, I come on as a sub. So I don't know most of their their names. So just call and you just shout, hey, Ten. So the guy with Ten look at you and then He'd give you his back, pass to his friend, you know. And I don't know, fortunately, all who Skrima Shabala.
Yes.
He was the under 17 coach. But now he happened to come and watch the friendly game. So I kept on shouting, no one is passing me the ball. Then, I won the ball, center lapaya. So now I gave them the taste of their own medicine. I didn't pass them. Yeah, I just dribbled past everyone, including the keeper. Oh.
That's how
so everyone was like, huh?
Who is this one?
Yeah. So now Uskrima calls me. Hey, hey. Hey, Jivan. Hey, well done. Gwena, man. Like, I can ask people.
Yeah.
Chawala. Yeah. So I emphasize more on Chawala.
Chawala, because you know who he is. Skrima, Chawala. Yeah.
So I gave Chawala. Yeah. And he said, I must bring my birth certificate.
Yeah.
That's how I joined Chiefs.
First trip, you go to Free State Stars. How does that happen?
So now here we are. We got relegated.
Yeah.
Off season. There's calls coming in.
Looking for this.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no dreadlocks at the time.
No, small dreadlocks now.
Small. They're growing.
Yeah. It was 2004.
Okay.
Yeah. So, off season, I played my man.
My man, period game.
Yes. We won the tournament.
Yeah.
Gavin Hunt was there.
Okay.
Yeah. He was with Swallows then.
Yes.
So then I also got a call from the late Sheikhs.
Cool.
So, yes. So the late Sheikhs wanted to take me to Manning Rangers, and then Gavin Hunt wanted me to to join Swallows. Remember when we go back, I played for Swallows under 19s.
Yes, yes.
And then I had an opportunity to train with the first team for a week.
Correct.
And it just didn't work out. Right? And then there were other two offers from the first division. And then Free State Stars.
Yes.
So I got a call from Themba Stowe.
Free State Stars.
Yeah. Mind you, I've never left Josie. Yeah, Josie. Always Soweto boy.
Bene Plus. Yeah. Stay in Joburg. You don't get out of and see other parts of the country. Exactly. Now you have to go to Free State Stars.
Yeah. So now there were offers. So I had to, you know, weigh I was weighing the options. And
when you weigh these options, is it weighing options with how much money you're going to make, or is it just you to think which team suits my style? Or has it got, have you gotten slightly wiser in terms of saying, I was making 200 and now there's 300? Weighing the offers means what to you?
Firstly, to be in a good environment and also to make money. You know, I was not approaching these teams. It was the other way around.
Yes.
So, you know, I was very, very, you know, excited and optimistic that I'll definitely get what I want. Right.
You had defined what you want at the time.
Yeah. Now I was seeing myself in a couple of tawanyana now.
Okay.
Yeah, from 300 to maybe 6,000. So I sat down with my parents and they were just supportive, you know, since day one. So my parents gave me three most important things that a child could ask for. They gave me their time, their love, and support. So they said to me, wherever you go, we'll support you. Then I was like, okay, Free State is the next destination. But I was so emotional when they, you know, they took me to Park Station.
Why?
I was very emotional. I was leaving my family behind, you know, mom, dad, my younger sister, and then I'll be 3 hours away from home. But it was the journey. It was
you needed to undertake as well. Yeah.
You know, I knew that there were parts that I had to undertake in order to get to that ultimate dream.
Yeah.
So there were dreams, you know, that one had to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, short-term goals, mid-term, and the ultimate goal.
And the ultimate goal is for you to go to Chiefs. But you had to go through a journey that meanders in order to get into where you wanted to be.
Yes.
One is that you had parents that had invested in you and they were reaping the rewards because after the investment that they had done, better money choices that they had made, you are now coming back with, you started with 200.
Yeah.
It was now 300. And then there was an appetite for your services. And now it is Free State Stars. You get to play there. And I think you became the first team to win the first division under what is Baymed?
Yes. So now, so they matched your inland and coastal now. So it was the national first division. It was in Velapand.
Yes.
Yes. And also when I got there as well, there were, you know, a lot of challenges. Being undermined, you know, coming from a team that was relegated, you know, being asked questions such as, how are you going to help us if you're
relegated, now you want to come and play for us?
You know, someone asking me to give him a rap on care.
Papa Patti, they welcome
you. Saying to me, not going to play, you're still young.
Yeah, just give me the massage. Did they get you to watch the boots, to clean the boots?
No. So I was so stubborn, you know, but I never lost focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only needed 18 minutes to prove myself to you.
18?
18.
Why 18?
So the first league game, played AmaZulu, Charles Mubin.
Yeah.
I didn't play, but I was on the bench. And then the second game, we're playing Bloemfontein Young Tigers in Bloemfontein. I was also on the bench.
Yeah.
Last 18 minutes, then Tembas Tonde called me. Roy Barrett was the head coach.
Yes.
Yes. So remember, Temba is the one who recruited me. And then he said to me, "Give a chance, Mont.
Show him."
Yeah. 18 minutes.
That was it.
That was it. And then I played, out of 34 games, I played 30.
Wonderful.
Then we won the league, yeah.
I'm interested because you say you became wiser, but also you've actually consolidated yourself to build a concept of saying, I can spend, but also it's important for you to save. It's not just about, I have the money. Apart from supporting at home, you needed to save something for yourself and build up a nest that should be able to take care of you. Now, I'm saying there are players, some players around you. And I always believe that assisting teammates would be better because some of us would have gone off MPP to go and spend. How much of a role have you played amongst a few other of your teammates to say, hey, be careful. This is not going to be there all the time. How much influence do you think you would have made?
So at Free State, I stayed at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. From First Division to PSL, I stayed at the clubhouse. So there was not much activity that was going on from my side. And I spent most of the time with Lesefo Rangkudu, Sifiso Vilakazi. So our lifestyle was okay,
yeah.
Also. And the environment in Kwakwa,
yeah.
There was not much, yeah, to do.
Yeah.
You wouldn't spend a lot unless if you were just careless. So we didn't spend much. At the clubhouse, there's breakfast. There's also dinner. So we just have lunch outside and it was not much.
I'm asking you this because listening to you, there were some light in terms of saying, I need to open this account, this account, this account, this account. Yes, you would have stayed together, but also opening up as teammates to say, Bafit, I've done this with money. I'm saving my money. This is what I've tried. This is what I've tried. As opposed to the others that would have had money, but not knowing what to do. And I'm trying to find out whether that discussion ever happened around what sort of better money choices we can make. Looking at football being a short-term career as well, it can be.
True. Yeah, it did happen, especially with Lesefo Rangkudu.
Yeah.
We were very close, and we, you know, both of us were coming from Soweto, you know, and you'd also send money home,
yeah,
to make sure that they're okay. Also, he didn't come from a well-off family. His mother was unemployed and he had a child. So there was a lot going on. So we you know, we used to encourage each other to remain focused and also to remind ourselves, you know, what is our why? Why are we here?
Marashara, did you tell him you were not in an accounting where it's a money market? Did you tell him, no, there's this other account that I have that is the market?
No, he knew
there was, he knew about
an account. Lena, yeah. Lena, he was not reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lena, he was saving some.
Yeah.
And now, fortunately, you know, I got to make extra money on the side, you know, through Jasmine.
Okay.
So Jasmine would arrange your appearances. You go to your store, you know, sign t-shirts,
yeah,
or play a 4-5-a-side,
yeah.
Then I'll easily make $5,000.
Yeah.
So that's like a salary, you know. And he also played a key role as well in my career and also in that department, you know, finance department, you know, advising me as well that, you know what, this is a short-term career. At some point, it's going to stop.
I'm more interested as well with this side man that you have, side manager that you have, who is keeps on whispering in your ear to say, hey, remember to build a bigger nest as well. But also creating a brand, because what we're seeing now comes across as if it was started at an early stage to say you're making appearances. Some players would not even think about those type of things. They would not even know that there is such a thing that I can make an appearance and make some money. So for youngsters who are actually listening to that, would you advise them as well to say, listen, you're not going to know it all. It is important to get somebody, not a jazzman, but anybody within the family that has got some financial knowledge to be able to guide you in that type of thing, because that, I would imagine, increases the discipline on your side.
Exactly. We need a jazzman in our life. You know, you need someone that you respect,
to
such an extent that you are scared to make mistakes because you know he's going to shout.
Yeah.
You know, you are scared to spend because he's going to ask you, what did you do with that money?
Yeah.
You know, so you need that person who always gives you a push. Remember, you don't come from same families.
Yes. You know?
And he brings that element of a father figure or a brother figure to the guys as well, you know, where he makes sure that you are on the right track, you know. So you need that person. We are in an environment where we're exposed to so many things. There's lots of temptation as well, you know. So you can imagine if you have money, there's a lot that you can do wrong. You know, instead of thinking investment.
So let's look at now you Shava, Free State Stars, some bit of moolah that you've accumulated. The discipline is kicking in terms of that. Then comes the bigger, coming back to Josie Mabune. Mm. And then you have to come back. What's that, Josie? Golden?
Footy. Golden black.
Golden black. So now it's the golden black. You come back. You know, it's that golden black. You saw Dr. Kumalo wearing that jersey, and you saw him live as well, coming to watch you. You saw Prasten, boom, you're at Kaizer Chiefs. What goes through your mind? You know, I'm just trying to imagine this young man that had mom Texas and everything, Free State Stars, Alex United.
Yeah.
Boom, Shava is at Chiefs.
So when I signed with Chiefs. I didn't care about money.
Yeah.
Now the dream.
But you cared about money.
Yeah. Okay. So now the dream was becoming a reality.
Okay.
Now I've signed. Okay. Money's a bonus now. It's a decent money. I'll be able to take care of my family and myself now and still save. Remember, my parents didn't have a house.
Yeah.
Yes. So I had to make sure
they
have their own place, you know, that they call home. I tried at Free State with my first sign one fee.
Yeah.
And then got scammed. And then yeah. So there was a scholar to say that I had to.
I like what you say, because you got scammed. It means there's a point in every professional or any other businessman that you fall and you make wrong decisions. The question is, I always say, it's not, we all fall, but it's how you fall. You fall on your face, you're not going to see the moon or the stars. You probably had what I call temporary setback. You got scammed, you learned from that, you became wiser. But you moved on to Chiefs, so you took a better decision, very much calculated in approaching the purchase for mom's house.
Yeah, and it was a highlight, I think, of my life. In fact, it still is, you know, buying my parents a house.
Yeah.
I remember, I bought my first property first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then So I called this agent, the agent to help me, you know, with the transaction and all that. I just called him randomly that I'm looking for a house in Proticlair. My parents loved that neighborhood because their friends were staying there as well.
Yeah.
So I said to this guy, please, man, when there's something, just let me know. He says, there's a house on the market now.
Like now?
Now. Then I said, let's meet. I want to see the house. I went to see the house. So the those who were occupying the house had already vacated the house. Yeah. But it was still untidy.
Yeah.
I saw the house. I was happy. Then I asked the gentleman, how much is the house? He told me. Then I was like, it's done.
Done.
Yeah. I think it was on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I asked for the keys. He gave me the keys. Then I called. I called my mom first. I said, "Ubaba magabuya, make sure he's a clean my address. Ningjele ngicabanga.
Ningjele.
Yeah. So when my dad comes from work, then they must drive to Protea clean. Here's the address. So yeah, my dad comes and then they drove to Protea clean. And so now she's calling me out of, you know, excitement and there's a bit of shock because they don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is he calling
What's me? Happening say, now? We see this house. When's the halal? So I asked, wait a minute. So I was like, of course, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah.
There's a key.
So we didn't even wait for that 3 months period.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Saturday, we just moved in. They cleaned the house. They moved in. It was, one of those great days.
Great moment for you. Very fulfilling considering the sacrifices that she has to make herself. The money, the better money choices that she had to take in terms of investing in you.
And but just to cut you off.
Yeah.
And I took the bond with Nedbank. So Nedbank financed that house.
We're making declarations. I have to declare now that you're declaring as well to say my first account, like when I opened a bank account, was with NetBank when I became a professional player.
NetBank?
Yes. When I became a professional player, my account was with NetBank. I'm talking how long? 25 or 26 years ago. And it was in Hillbrook. The bank branch was in Hillbrook. So that was my first bank account that I opened. And I still bank with that bank. So that's loyalty to the brand. Yeah. See, my business account sits
NetBank.
With NetBank. And you had the opportunity to go to Turkey. You had served your purpose, I think, at Chiefs. You had won everything that I think any other player would have won. May I add also at the NetBank Cup that you actually won.
NetBank Cup, yes, man of the match.
The man of the match, you know, stylisto. Yeah. So, do you look at it as an opportunity to play overseas only, or also a good financial move for you when you go out? When you go out there.
So the dream was Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
Bafana Bafana.
Yeah.
And then overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was very specific. I wanted to be the best with Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the best national team. So everywhere.
Signed on the team.
So now when you talk about the overseas move, it's your destiny can be delayed but never denied. So I had an opportunity earlier to go play overseas. Unfortunately, the move didn't happen. Yeah. There were a lot of offers, and you know, there were also administrative issues which were beyond my control. You know, but I never closed that chapter of wanting to play abroad. And eventually, the opportunity came at a later stage as well, and. You know, I had to hit that call.
Yeah.
Money is important as well. We need to make money. When we make money, we're able to take care of ourselves and our loved ones. And we are able also to give, you know, our kids a life that they will have options, a life that they will have a head start, something that we did not have.
You have a friend that shares the same dreadlocks with you. You know what I'm thinking about. He regards Stuart Baxter as one of the father figures and someone that he would go and have a conversation with. Is that how you look at him as well?
Yes, but for me, I'd say Steve Compeller.
Why?
Steve Compeller is not just a football coach. He's a life coach.
Okay.
He's a reflection to oneself. You know, he also brings in that brother figure element as well.
Yeah,
and I'm with you. His journey is authentic, relatable. He comes from born in the farm school, Kroonstad. And he went to school, barefooted, and then he became a teacher, teacher, and then I think first black national team coach.
Yes.
And went abroad. At some point in Turkey, he was a sports anchor.
Yes.
And
he speaks various languages.
And was very fluent in Turkish.
Yeah.
Apart from that, the man is intelligent. You learn a lot from
very streetwise as well.
From Steve.
Yes.
And when he speaks, you need to pay attention.
Yes.
You know, the agenda might be football, but it won't be football.
You get more than that.
Yeah, you get more than that. Just life in general.
Yeah.
So it's someone that I highly respect and someone that I enjoy talking to because I know the wisdom that I get from him.
And then you also like Lee because both of you have a business together.
Yes. Lee, you're we're roommates.
Okay.
So, roommates. So we used to talk and advise each other as well. We need to do something.
Shaba, the conversations that we're having, I think deserve to be heard. I've learned a lot from you. I had the privilege of playing. I had the privilege of working on the sport itself. I had the privilege of seeing you score that goal that took you to the Pushkas, the awards, the FIFA awards. And I'm thinking, this needs to be watched. And when it gets to be viewed, we need to be able to advise, and I'm sure people are going to learn. The NetBank reality series needs to be heard. It needs to be shared with so many other people. What do we say to the fans who are family people, who've got kids that want to play this game, but themselves are young, they want to learn how to make better money decisions as well. To the youngsters that are looking up to you, a whole lot of them, what do we say to them?
So firstly, the advice to players.
Yeah.
Right. Respect yourself.
Yeah.
Build a strong brand.
Yeah.
That you know will be independent. That people will relate to. That you know will be a business that will bring in extra income. A brand that will be able to be associated with other big brands. So me and Jez would say, any lump sum apart from the salary, we'd call it ghost money.
Yeah.
So that's an investment.
Yeah.
Whatever, 20, 50, invest. So I've been doing that, investing, in property and also in my business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to establish a brand, make sure it's solid. Once it's solid, take care of your brand, it's going to take care of you.
To sum it up as well, to say, have this jazz man. All of us need a jazz man to be able to guide us.
Exactly. We are representing sports. So we should have these kind of discussions often.
Yes.
You know, also want to give credit to NetBank as well,
yeah,
you know, for giving us this opportunity to share our stories. And I hope this will be an ongoing thing. In fact, it should be permanent. I see an opportunity there.
Yes.
NetBank bringing in experienced people that will speak finance,
yeah,
bringing people that, you know, will resonate with their stories. We will learn from them. So it's not a one-sided. As much as you learn from me, also learn from you. You know, everyone has a story to tell. And you can imagine if we can share our story as a collective, there's a lot that can be done going forward.
It doesn't end here.
The journey has begun.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Pleasure. Yeah. Lots of lessons to be learned out of these conversations, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.